Sarah Cahoon, thank you so much for coming down to North State Public Radio today.
Thanks for having me.
It's been about 5 years since your last visit to Chico when you were touring on the album Deer Creek Canyon, but now you're back with a new album and a full band back on the road. Well, I guess today it's a duo on the road.
Yeah.
And I know since then you've been doing a lot of solo touring, but otherwise, how have the last 5 years been for you?
They've been really great. I mean, it's kind of like been ups and downs, but that's normal in most people's lives. But yeah, it's been good.
And a lot of your approach to writing this new album was formed by your experiences touring as a solo performer. How has a more stripped-down approach to live performance influenced how you began putting this new record together?
I don't know if it's necessarily influenced. I think playing solo has helped me build a lot of confidence because it's kind of, you're just up there by yourself and it's kind of nerve-wracking, you know? So it's nice. It kind of just, you learn how to deal with a crowd better because when you have a band, you know, they're backing you and you can kind of go off and on. So I think that's the most thing that I think has really helped a lot, just building confidence. And but as in the record, I can't say it had a huge influence in that.
And what would you say are some of the advantages to really taking your time putting together an album as opposed to, you know, feeling pressure to turn around a new record every year?
I think just it really just depends. I think for me, I just work a lot better when I take my time on stuff because when I force stuff too much, it's just not authentic and it just doesn't feel right to me. I know it's better to have more records and keep, you know, the constant thing, but sometimes that just doesn't work the way that I write. So
I was talking to someone recently who was saying that it's important to actually take the time to live your life, to actually develop experiences that you can then write about as opposed to...
That's definitely true. I mean, I definitely like living my life as well, you know, and like, you know, I like being home too, you know, so I think that gets nice.
You grew up in Colorado?
Yeah.
And do you consider it Seattle home now, or is Colorado still kind of home?
I've lived half my life in Seattle now, so it's pretty much, they're both home for me.
Nice.
I mean, I always consider Colorado home just because that's where I really grew up, but I grew up a lot in Seattle, so it's kind of even at this point.
How old were you when you first moved to Seattle?
I was 20, 21.
Okay, and was that... a decision purely to pursue music or just the...
That was a big part of it. I actually moved there to open... I worked at a skateboard shop and a snowboard shop in Colorado, and they wanted to open one out in Seattle. So I came out like a month later and opened it and worked there. But music was a big thing. I knew that I wanted to be in Seattle for that.
Well, growing up in Colorado, your musical background, you began as a drummer, often playing in like blues bands and stuff like that. And I was reading that with this new album, a lot of the writing, sometimes it begins with a drum beat instead of anything else, and it's followed by guitar and vocals. I was hoping for our listeners you could elaborate on a bit on that process. Like, where do the drum beats initially come from, and are you trying to build rhythms with more of a pop sensibility from the start, or do you seek out something a little bit more unusual as the foundation for your songs?
I think that it's usually more guitar and drums, you know. I don't just come up with a drum beat and then the song. So I'm not, like, it's actually more, I kind of have a decent part of a song to, like, at least a rhythm of the guitar part and vocals. But I immediately hear drums, so I want to sit down and get a drum beat for that. Sometimes, like, I don't think I seek it out to do different drum beats, but it's fun for me. That's like an immediate fun thing for me to figure out is like different drum beats because that's like what I care about a lot. So that's kind of like, I don't know if that's answering your question, but I think that I don't just write drum beats for a song necessarily. But like for example, Ladybug, is a drum beat that like kind of came from, I was like, this drum beat's not going to work with this song because it's kind of poppy and the song is pretty depressing, but it kind of worked and it's a pretty cool drum beat that I was proud of.
I love that song, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
It's really, really sad, but really pretty.
Yeah, and, thanks.
Great song. So you've also spent time drumming with the indie rock band Band of Horses. And I was wondering if there's anything that you took from that experience that has translated or affected your approach to songwriting in any way.
I think, well, before Band of Horses, I was in a band with Ben and Matt called Chris is Weird, and I played drums for them, and that definitely influenced me more. I think just the band was, you know, very kind of sensitive, and they wrote some pretty sad songs, and I just learned a lot from them. And so going into Band of Horses, I mean, I just recorded on drums on the first record, and that experience, it was kind of just like so cool to play with those guys again, because it's totally in a different context, because it's Ben singing, and it just does, that connection is really sweet.
And how would you say your approach to songwriting has changed in general since you first started compared to now, whether that be lyrical content or just stylistic choices you've made with newer songs?
I think I'm just like more confident in general, and kind of just, I think I've just grown a lot as a songwriter and putting more thought into my songs and lyrically for sure. Like I think I'd spend more time getting the right lyrics better. Vocally has really gotten way better. But yeah, I think I've just grown up, you know. I mean, I'm over 40 now, so I hope I could write better and better songs, I guess.
That's the goal. Like always be getting better, I guess.
Yeah.
And what do you like being in a about being a musician in Seattle, and what are some of the things you miss about Colorado?
The thing I love so much about Seattle is the music scene is really, it's pretty special. I mean, I think it's great most places, but you know, we have like KXP, the radio station out there. We have Sub Pop, Barsook. Like, it's just very supportive of the arts, and I've just always, you know, like KXP, the radio station out there, was a huge part of me, like even getting my name out there, because they play it and they're worldwide, and so that has been a very special place, and everyone is super supportive in general. And I mean, Colorado, I was, you know, like I moved when I was 21, so I didn't really. I mean, I would play downtown, but I don't think that I have enough say as like that scene. I'm sure it's, I mean, it seems like it's really great now, especially. So, yeah.
And just three questions left. One is, what advice would you offer to young musicians who want to learn how to express themselves through song, but can't seem to figure out how to get started, or have that, you know, that first writer's block they can't seem to get over?
I think you just have to, I mean, I go through some really hard times, frustrating times. I mean, it's not glamorous, you know. I mean, but when that song does come on you, it's just, there's nothing better than getting that song out there and, like, you know, writing a beautiful song or whatever. You just have to keep doing it. Otherwise, if you just give up, then maybe that's just not what you should be doing. But I don't think that you just have to keep writing no matter what. Like, just even if it's not working, just move on, and then, you know, that song will come later again, maybe, you know.
And what's the best songwriting tip or piece of advice that you've ever gotten from another musician or just a friend or artist?
I think just being aware of your surroundings more, and, like, you know, just little things, remembering them or writing them down. That was a big one for me, just like, you know, a bird on a tree or whatever, you know, just like being aware of your surroundings.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is there an example of a song on this new album that kind of was maybe the kernel was from observing something like that?
I mean, in a way, you know, like House Our Own, for example. I mean, it's like I was looking around the house. There's piles of wood stacked up. There's books on the shelf. I mean, yeah. So
you know. Maybe all of them.
Yeah, a lot of them.
And the last question is, what song are you playing for us today, and what can you tell us about it?
Well, Better Woman is a song actually that I wrote a really long time ago, and it's kind of an example of being frustrated of a song. I never finished it. I kind of had a chorus a little bit, and then I just forgot about it. And I came back to it and I was like, oh, I totally forgot about this song, and then kind of reworked it. And then it kind of is just, it really came from out of nowhere in a way. And then I just wrote all the lyrics, and it was kind of a beautiful thing, I guess, when that happens, you know?
When it just happens naturally, just like
start
to finish.
Sometimes you just totally forget that you wrote this song or this little thing, and then it's kind of fun when you're like, oh, that was actually pretty good. But at the time, you're just like, ugh, you know.
Well, Sarah Cahoon, thanks so much for coming down to North State Public Radio today.
Thanks so much for having us. Appreciate it.